Subletter needed for Hartenstraat apartment by Loflight 501. Read by Cookie Mom 6067. Subletter needed for Hartenstraat apartment. Looking for a subletter for my one bedroom, one bathroom apartment. The studio overlooks Hartenstraat in Amsterdam Centrum and sits atop a deli. Friendly neighborhood and close to public transportation. Preference given to anyone that can move in immediately. Dan felt a pang of sadness placing the ad, but the time had come for Saar and him to get a bigger apartment. She was getting too old to share a room with her dad. Dan had been lucky to find a new place just a few blocks away from the deli. The only catch was that it was at the top of his budget and he'd need to take it immediately. Unfortunately, that left him with an 8-month lease on his Hartenstraat apartment. He hoped to find someone decent, but time was of the essence. He had already signed the new lease and had begun moving their things over. He couldn't afford the rent on both places for very long. He started getting messages almost immediately. Perhaps the rent was too low. Dan opened one at random and it was a dick pic. Of course it was. Dan dug through until he saw one that looked like a somewhat normal human. The person had just moved to Amsterdam looking for a long-term housing. Could move immediately. Perfect. Dan continues helping customers while he waits for the potential subletter. He really hopes this guy works out. His phone was still being flooded with annoying messages. The sooner he could take the listing off, the better. Dan's face breaks out into a huge grin when a man enters with the most adorable baby in a carrier around his chest. He couldn't help it. He loves babies. This one had chubby cheeks and blonde curls that seemed to tug at every one of Dan's heartstrings. "Well, hello, little one. What's your name?" he says in his embarrassing baby voice. Her name is Italia," the man responds, accent adding a musical quality to her name. "Hello, Italia. Aren't you just the cutest baby in the world?" Dan repeats. He should be embarrassed about losing his mind over the adorable baby. But Saar was quickly turning into a moody teenager. He kind of missed those days when she'd grin and laugh at his dumb antics. Italia does just that, showing one tooth before releasing a flood of drool onto the man's carrier. "Grazie. She's my little miracle," the man says with a blush. "Sorry, my daughter is getting older and I'm still a sucker for babies," Dan responds. "So what can I get you? I just made a fresh batch of couscous." The customer's eyebrows furrow in confusion. "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm Paolo. I'm here about the apartment." Dan internally cringes. He'd thought Paolo was just a customer he'd never see again, not someone he'd potentially be seeing almost every day. Sorry, Dan mumbles, rubbing a hand over the back of his neck while he smiles in embarrassment. "Thought you were a customer. I didn't know you had a daughter." "Is that a problem?" "No," Dan blurts out. "Sorry. You know it's just a one bedroom, right?" "Yes," Paolo responds. "I don't think I'd be able to afford something bigger, unfortunately." "I understand," Dan says, coming around the counter to sit at the table. "I actually raised my daughter there. She's getting a little old now, doesn't want to share a room with her dad." Paolo smiles understandingly. "Thankfully, this one isn't old enough to complain yet." "Is it just you, or will your wife be living there as well?" A strange smile that Dan can't quite interpret flickers across Paolo's face. "It's just me. Italia's mother is not involved." Dan nods sympathetically. "I'm sorry. I'm a single father too, but my ex and I share custody. Still, if you ever need someone to commiserate with, I understand the emotional days and sleepless nights." "Yes, this one changes her mind pretty often about whether she wants to sleep through the night or not." Paolo kisses her soft curls when he says it. The love is as evident on his face as the dark circles are. "What brought you to Amsterdam?" Work, technically, Paolo explains. But really, I wanted a new start for Italia and I. Italy is not always a progressive country. I thought the Netherlands might be more welcoming. It's an odd statement that Dan can't quite interpret. Perhaps Italy wasn't very welcoming for single fathers. Dan's Tunisian family hadn't exactly been happy when he'd gotten a divorce. It was a shitty position to be in, though. Well, I hope that you will be happy here, Dan murmurs, making Paolo smile shyly. Does that mean I get the apartment? Dan breaks out in a laugh. He should ask more questions, get to know Paolo more. But he'd already shown proof of income. Plus, he liked the man. There was something about the single father that made Dan feel connected to him. Maybe he just understood the panic of a new father with little to no support system. Dan reaches out a hand to shake. I think so. There's a weird frisson of electricity that Dan feels when he shakes Paolo's hand. He can't quite describe the sensation, but it makes him release Paolo's hand quickly. Trying to cover his weird reaction, he stands and says, In the Netherlands, it's a tradition for a landlord to feed a new tenant. Paolo leans his head back and laughs. He looks suddenly younger and lighter, and it makes Dan feel weird again. Maybe it was just protectiveness. The man seemed to be alone and heavy with responsibility. Shaking his head, he forces a smile. Maybe it's just a tradition for landlords that also own delis. Paolo settled into an easy routine in the Hartenstraat apartment. True, it was small, but he and Italia don't need much space. He was perfectly happy sharing a room with his little miracle. He liked to fall asleep while he watched her, his perfect, angelic daughter. Even when she was screaming her head off, he still thought of her as his angel. Last night had been a rough one, though. He was pretty sure that Italia was cutting a new tooth, and she was not happy about it. Thankfully, today was a light day at work. He was able to leave early and pick up Italia on the way home. A little exhausted and frazzled after the sleepless night, Paolo thought he'd indulge in his new favorite pastime. Dan had also become part of his routine. The sweet man was Paolo's one indulgence. He knew Dan was straight. His references to his ex-wife and occasional dating stories were enough for that. That didn't stop Paolo from wanting to be around him. It didn't stop Paolo from thinking about that crooked smile on the rare occasions when he could take a long shower to himself. Ah, my favorite tenants, Dan grins when he opens the door. Paolo smiles when he sees that Dan is not alone. Ciao, Dan. Sar? Paolo calls out. Sar looks over when he calls out, but instead of her trademark smile, he sees a grumpy pout. Is everything okay? Dan shrugs and whispers conspiratorially. She's a little annoyed to be stuck at the deli with me. I had promised to take her to the park, but Luke called in sick, and now I'm stuck here the rest of the day. Paolo is exhausted, hungry, and a little grumpy, but the way Dan's eyes twinkle hypnotize him. If you'd like, I can take her to the park, Paolo offers before he can break out of Dan's spell. Really? Sar pops up from the table. Please, Papa, please. Are you okay with that? Dan asks. Sure, Paolo responds. I like taking Italia there. When Paolo returns, he looks stressed and frantic. Dan smiles, assuming it's just the byproduct of supervising two children at a park. But that smile slips a bit when Paolo leaves Sara at the table with her homework and beckons Dan into a quiet corner. I think I might have done something wrong, Paolo whispers nervously. Dan furrows his brow, trying to understand what he could have possibly done wrong. In the 2 months that he'd been living above the deli, Paolo had shown himself to be extremely responsible and conscientious. I'm sure it's fine. Paolo bit his lip nervously before answering. We were at the park. Sar was asking me about Talia's mom and why I'm not married. I told her that I was gay. Dan narrows his eyes while he tries to follow Paolo's reasoning. Had he blurted out that he was gay as a way to divert Sar's persistent questioning? It was kind of genius, if not a great long-term solution. And are you gay? Yes, Paolo answers, sounding unsure of himself. I'm sorry, Dan shakes his head. I don't think I'm following. What's the problem? Well, Paolo shrugs. I thought you might be upset that I told Sar, or upset that I hadn't told you first. Oh. In hindsight, it kind of made sense that Paolo was gay, but honestly, it wasn't something that Dan thought about a lot. It would make me a bit of a dick if I was upset about either of those things. Paolo visibly relaxes, as if he'd been silently carrying a heavy weight. Well, I'm sorry if Sar suddenly has questions that you'll need to answer. You haven't lived in Amsterdam for very long, Dan responds with a smile. Sar is very aware that gay people exist. She sees Rhine and Jacob almost once a week. Every year we go to the Pride boat parade that happens in the canals. She has multiple friends with gay parents. Paolo's palpable nerves remind Dan of something he'd said when they first met. Is this one of the reasons why you moved to the Netherlands? Paolo nods and crosses his arms over his chest as if trying to hug himself. Italy is much better than most parts of the world, but it's still not easy to be gay there. His voice quiets before adding, It's really not easy to be a gay parent. Italy's loss, the Netherlands' gain, Dan quips. The light response has the effect that Dan was hoping for, making Paolo blush in pleasure. Grazie, Dan. I'm very grateful that I came here. I'm very glad that I met you, Paolo murmurs, blush deepening in embarrassment. Me too. Dan grins when Paolo and Italia enter the deli. He shouldn't be surprised. Paolo's visits to the deli have slowly become a daily occurrence. He's only known Paolo for 4 months, but it's starting to feel like years, so much so that he misses him on the rare days when he doesn't see him. He's particularly glad to see Paolo today. Sar is at her mother's this week, and Dan's apartment has never felt so empty. There is my favorite customer, he calls out happily. And her father, he adds with a wink. Italia smiles broadly and starts waving frantically. Stepping out from behind the counter, Dan swoops her into his arms before blowing a raspberry into her neck and making her squeal in delight. He feels lighter when he finally hands Italia back to her father, the happy baby helping to clear out the dark cloud that had hung over him all day. Thank you, Paolo. I was missing Sar something fierce. And seeing Italia always makes me feel better. You are always welcome to borrow her, Paolo responds with a smile. Seeing you always makes both of us happier. Paolo is still smiling when another customer enters the deli. The man immediately starts eyeing Paolo up and down, standing a little too close when he moves to order. I'll take the lamb couscous, a piece of baklava, and your phone number if it's on the menu. He leans over and says the last bit to Paolo. It's not. Sorry, Paolo responds, blushing scarlet red. He's smiling, but Dan can't tell if it's pleasure, politeness, or embarrassment. Come on, baby, the customer purrs. Dan tries to ignore him while he plates up the things the guy ordered that actually were on the menu. Let me take you out to dinner. I'm sorry, Paolo answers. I have to watch this one tonight. I could watch her. The words are out of Dan's mouth before he realizes it, and he regrets it almost immediately. He doesn't mind watching Italia. She's adorable and well-behaved. He's not jealous, of course. He's not sure why he's irritated. But if Paolo wants to go out with this guy, he should be able to. Really? Paolo asks, an eyebrow raised in surprise. Yeah, Dan shrugs with false nonchalance, trying not to look at Paolo too closely. He's not sure why, but he doesn't want to see Paolo excited to go out with this dick. I love spending time with Italia, Then it's settled, Dick announces. He starts caressing Paolo's bicep while they start making plans for the evening, and Dan needs to invent a reason to duck into the back. At least one of them was going on a date. Dan kicks the little box on the floor in irritation. That's it. He is jealous, but only jealous that he hasn't found anyone in months that he'd been interested in, and this guy just happens to walk in for Paolo. You didn't need to do that. Dan jerks when the quiet voice interrupts his pity party. Turning, he finds the seafoam eyes that have haunted his dreams for months, now staring at him full of unidentified emotion. It's fine, Dan shrugs. One of us should be getting laid. I don't think that's going to happen tonight. Paolo's voice is clipped, like he's angry. Everything okay? Fine, Paolo responds a little too quickly. Do you want to watch Italia at my place? Yeah, Dan agrees hesitantly. Paolo was mad at him for the first time in their friendship, but Dan didn't know why. Great, Paolo snaps. Come up at 8? Dan nods, but before he can say a word, Paolo is turning on his heel and leaving a wave of fury in his wake. Paolo wants to cry as he trudges home. Unsurprisingly, the date had been a disaster. The asshole he'd met for dinner hadn't really been interested in Paolo, quickly feeding him and then bringing him to a club in hopes of groping him in the bathroom. Not that it would have been a nice date, even if the man had been a total gentleman. His last interaction with Dan had weighed heavily on him throughout the whole shit show of a date. Dan had shown up promptly at 8, but their entire conversation had been stilted and awkward before Paolo had left for his date. It was partly Dan's fault. Paolo hadn't wanted to go on a date with Lars, but Dan's meddling had made it impossible for him to turn Lars down. But part of it was Paolo's fault. He'd been fooling himself, fantasizing about his dreamy landlord and friend. Dan's obvious enthusiasm to send Paolo on a date with someone else was concrete proof that he wanted nothing to do with Paolo romantically. As silly as it was, Paolo felt a little heartbroken for his fantasy to be so clearly dismantled. After Paolo climbs the stairs to the apartment, he leans his forehead against the door. It wasn't Dan's fault that Paolo had developed a crush on him the very moment they'd met. It wasn't Dan's fault that Paolo had been dreaming about him every night and the family they could make together. It isn't Dan's fault that Paolo is in love with him. He quietly opens the door and immediately sees Dan sitting on the couch, curled up with a book, looking like he belongs. Of course he belongs there, Paolo inwardly snaps at himself. It's his damn apartment. Is Talia asleep? Paolo asks quietly, trying not to look at Dan. He moves to the kitchen and pours himself a glass of water. Yeah. He senses, rather than sees, Dan moved closer to him. Thanks. I appreciate your help, Paolo says, attempting to be light and nice, despite his warring emotions. No problem. How was your date? Paolo places the glass down with a louder clink than he had intended, but the question had struck a nerve. It wasn't great, Dan. He tenses when a hand falls on his arm. I'm sorry, Paolo, Dan says, voice dripping with humiliating sympathy. He didn't hurt you, did he? No, Paolo sighs. He steps out of Dan's grip and finally chances a look at him. Dan looks so kind, so handsome, that it's almost painful. I didn't want to go out with him to begin with. He's not my type. I guess I kind of boxed you into that, Dan mumbles, looking incredibly guilty. What is your type? You. The word is on the tip of Paolo's tongue, but he shakes his head. It doesn't matter. Come on, just tell me, Dan urges. He moves close enough that Paolo can smell his woodsy cologne. It always had a Pavlovian response on him, beckoning him to step closer. Maybe I'll make a better wingman in the future if I actually know who you do like. It doesn't matter, Paolo grinds out, barely keeping himself from yelling to avoid waking Italia. It doesn't matter because the guys I like don't like me back. Oh, come on, you don't know that. Yes, I do, Paolo snaps. Otherwise you wouldn't have worked so hard to send me on that date. Paolo freezes as soon as the words are out of his mouth. But it's too late. Dan's eyes are already widening in shock and understanding. Thank you for watching, Talia, Paolo stammers, moving toward the front door. It's getting late. You probably want to go home now. I'm getting tired. Paolo? Dan grabs his arm, turning Paolo to face him. You like me? I didn't mean to say that, Paolo says in frustration, rubbing his face. You don't like me, or you didn't mean to tell me? Paolo shivers from the thumb, slowly rubbing over his hand. This is a disaster. He's going to lose his best friend, maybe even his apartment. The second one, he whispers. I think I like you, too. Paolo's head snaps up at Dan's whispered admission. I didn't realize it until today. I got jealous when you were on your date, Dan admits, stepping closer. But you're straight, Paolo asks incredulously. Dan shrugs and laughs a little. I guess I'm not as straight as I thought. These past few months, Paolo, they've been some of the happiest in my life. Every day I look forward to the moment you walk through the doors of my deli. Any day I don't see you, it feels like I'm missing a piece of myself. I thought you were just a really good friend. He laughs again, and the flash of dimples makes Paolo's knees go weak. The way I think about you, Paolo, it's not the way I think about a friend. I was so jealous tonight. I kept thinking about what you might be doing on your date. I kept thinking about how he might be touching you. I kept thinking about how he might be kissing you. Paolo's mouth opens and closes, but no words come out. He's too stunned to speak. What Dan is saying, it couldn't be true, right? Paolo. Dan steps a little closer, and his hand brushes up Paolo's arm before hooking behind his neck. Can I kiss you? Paolo is frozen. He still can't find his voice, but he nods shakily. Dan steps forward, his hand slides around to Paolo's lower back, and his other reaches up to caress his face. It feels like they stand there for hours before Dan finally dips forward and presses his lips to Paolo's. It's hesitant at first, both too shocked and nervous, but they quickly melt into each other. Paolo fists his hands in Dan's shirt and uses his grip to pull him closer. He moans as soon as he feels Dan's hard body against his. Dan uses this to his advantage, plunging his tongue inside. The taste of Dan makes Paolo moan again, and he rubs his body against him. Dan groans against his lips, and the hand on his hip trails lower and lower before squeezing Paolo's ass. It lights a fire in Paolo. He pushes Dan against the wall, slipping a thigh between Dan's. He starts to grind against him while he plunges his tongue into his mouth. They gasp and grapple against the wall, somehow managing to divest each other of their shirts. Ah, fuck! Dan shouts when Paolo fastens his mouth on Dan's collarbone and sucks. Paolo remembers that 24 hours ago Dan thought he was straight and suddenly finds his voice. Is this too much? No, Dan gasps. I don't know what to do. Paolo places one kiss on the mark he'd just placed on Dan's collarbone before leaning back. We should probably stop. This is a lot for you. No, Dan reaches out before Paolo can step away. I just don't know how to do anything. I don't know how to make this nice for you. Paolo smiles as the happy warmth spreads through him. This sweet man. How about I show you? And just tell me if there's something you don't like, Paolo says. Dan nods eagerly, a little too eagerly, and Paolo returns to kissing his neck. His hands skirt over Dan's nipples and abs, soaking up all of Dan's gasps and moans. He moves to undo Dan's pants and then slowly kisses a trail down Dan's stomach. He pushes down Dan's pants and kneels at his feet. Glancing up, Paolo looks for any sign of hesitation or regret, but he only sees desire. Slipping his fingers into the waistband of Dan's briefs, he pulls and reveals Dan's hard and leaking cock. He places a tender kiss on Dan's thigh first, lightly kissing and licking until he gets closer to Dan's cock. Rather than taking Dan into his mouth, he licks against his balls, inhaling Dan's musky, woodsy scent. He sucks and licks around Dan's groin until he's groaning, muscles flexing wildly. Paolo licks a wide stripe up Dan's cock until he reaches the tip. He slips his tongue into the slit, groaning from the salty taste. He swirls his tongue around the tip a few times, flicking it against the sensitive underside and making Dan moan loudly. Paolo plays with him, sucking on the top lightly until Dan is whimpering. When Dan's hands fist in his hair, he opens his throat and takes Dan down to the root. It was nice to know that Paolo's skills in this area hadn't disappeared entirely from disuse. He pumps his head up and down, alternating between taking him deep down his throat and teasing flicks against his tip. "Paolo, I'm going to come," Dan squeaks out after a few minutes. Paolo flicks his eyes upward and holds Dan's gaze while he sinks down again. He moans lightly before reaching up to cradle Dan's balls. He's not sure what finally sends Dan over the edge, but he bites his fist as he shoots streams of hot cum down Paolo's throat. Paolo continues sucking gently until the streams slow and Dan's cock softens. As he stands, pressing kisses to Dan's chest, his knees scream at him in anger, but Paolo doesn't care. The reverent way that Dan is looking at him makes it all worth it. Dan looks starstruck, with a goofy, drunken smile curving his lips. "That was amazing," he finally pants out. Paolo smiles and feels his face blushing. "I enjoyed it, too." "I want to take care of you, too," Dan says. He looks embarrassed but eager. "Can I suck you?" Paolo almost chokes. You want to suck me?" Dan pushes him and keeps pushing until Paolo's knees hit the couch. "I want to give you as much pleasure as you gave me." Paolo lands on the couch with a surprised yelp and looks up in continued shock at Dan. "Are you sure?" he asks. "There's a lot of stuff that we could do. You don't have to do that." "I want to do that," Dan argues. His fingers land on Paolo's belt buckle, quickly opening his fly and baring his cock. Leaning forward, Dan envelops Paolo's cock in his hot, wet mouth. It's an inexpert blowjob, but still manages to drive all cognizant thought from Paolo's brain. What Dan lacks in skill, he makes up for with enthusiasm, bobbing up and down energetically. He'd worried that Dan would balk at the first taste of salty pre-cum, but from Dan's happy moans, it sounds like Dan is perfectly comfortable with his newly discovered bisexuality. But when Dan gets a little too enthusiastic, he gags a little when Paolo's cock hits the back of his throat. "Don't take me all the way," Paolo murmurs. "Just use your hand for what you can't reach." It's hard to tell for sure, but Paolo swears that Dan pouts slightly. He still reaches up and starts pumping the rest of Paolo's cock with his hand. It takes a few minutes for Dan to get a rhythm, but then he starts stroking him in time with his mouth. Paolo groans and lightly digs his fingers into Dan's curls. He loved these curls, had fantasized about wrapping a soft curl around his finger, but had never in his wildest dreams imagined that he'd see those brown curls bobbing between his legs. It's a little too stimulating of a visual. Paolo can already feel his orgasm building at the base of his spine. "Dan, amore, kiss me," Paolo begs. Dan releases him with a soft pop and looks up at him with those shiny, adorable eyes. "Don't you want to finish?" Paolo leans forward and pulls Dan up to sit next to him. "It takes a little practice to swallow," he explains, taking Dan's hand and wrapping it around his cock. "We can finish this way." Dan pouts a little again, but he starts nibbling against Paolo's jaw, where his hand starts to move. Paolo starts panting. Unsurprisingly, Dan was a bit more of an expert at this. Dan strokes him quickly, exactly what Paolo wants when he's this close, and sucks and nibbles on Paolo's neck and chest. His grip is a little looser than what Paolo normally likes, but he's adding twists that more than make up for it. Paolo almost shouts when he comes, but remembers to bite his lip at the last moment. It'll be swollen tomorrow, but he doesn't care. The orgasm is spectacular, making his toes curl and back arch as the waves of pleasure roll through him. Through the post-orgasmic high, he vaguely notices Dan use some of the tissues to wipe his hand before pulling Paolo down to lay with him on the couch. It's uncomfortable, the couch too small for even one of them to lay down comfortably, but Paolo barely notices. He's too happy wrapped up in Dan's strong arms and breathing in that comforting woodsy scent. "Shatya, I've noticed one major problem," Dan murmurs, lips pressed against Paolo's temple. "My couch is too small and I share a bedroom with a baby?" Dan's laughter sends a warm rumbling sensation through Paolo. "That too, but who's going to watch Italia when we go out on a date?" Paolo pulls back slightly and brushes the curls out of Dan's face. "I think we can find someone." Dan leans forward and gently runs the tip of his nose over Paolo's. "In that case, maybe next time we can do this at my place, and you could teach me some things." Paolo can't help but smile at the happy, anticipatory look on Dan's face. "What kind of things?" Dan bites his lip while he looks over Paolo's body, and the hot look goes straight to Paolo's cock. "Shatya, I want you to teach me everything." The end.